When the Ramones' first album was released in 1976, I was lucky enough to be living in New York and had seen the band live at least 15 times. Rock music then was overrun with acts like Peter Frampton and Queen and Chicago. The Ramones were a blast, literally, a blast of yelled vocals, two or three cranked up guitar chords, and hammered drums. Songs were used like punctuation, exclamation points that never lasted more than 3 minutes each. Every performance was an adrenaline surge. You had to go see them in crowded, sweaty little clubs on the Lower East Side, and so for the band to actually release an album on a major label, it felt like the world was both exploding and beginning. The Ramones were the big bang of punk rock. All of this is captured in the documentary End of the Century, The Story of the Ramones. The title is copped from the band's 1980 song, but since the deaths of three of the four original band members began at the turn of the century, the title takes on the weight of finality. But really, the film, directed by Michael Gramaglia and Jim Fields, is thrilling, exhilarating, and moving. The notion underpinning everything is that four misfits from Queens could seize upon the idea that rock and roll had lost its way, that they would take Ramone as their last name and dress alike, in leather jackets, sneakers, and ripped jeans, as though they weren't just a band but a family of rowdy brothers. This is as idealistic and cornball in theory as the Ramones in action never were. Which of course results in precisely the kind of artistic paradox and aesthetic tension that made the Ramones' music so great. The movie is a collection of interviews with all the band members plus central figures like Danny Fields, the band's first manager, a marvelous New York wit and scene maker who deserves his own documentary. They all catalog and analyze the band's struggle to be accepted first as more than a joke, then to become the legit rock stars they'd initially despised, and finally to settle into being a touring band that was a guaranteed blast no matter what night you saw them. Any clip of the Ramones from any period conveys the conceptual genius of the group. Their shorter, faster, louder than anybody approach made their songs brilliant bullets shot out at ecstatic audiences. We've seen so many of those behind-the-music tales of woe that we've become jaded about the misery that seems to lie below the surface of just about any band's success. And to be sure, the Ramones were truly unhappy people. Resentful of a radio industry that never played the short songs that were ideal for airplay, more baffled than bitter that the British punks who revered them, like the Clash and the Sex Pistols, got more press and record sales, weary of making barely a living wage through constant touring, they fought, they fired each other, they stole one another's girlfriends. Yet through it all, even Johnny, the hard case who drove the band mercilessly, who chose, when the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2002, to use his time at the ceremony to praise President Bush while never mentioning dead Joey, he remains steadfast in his devotion to the very concept of the Ramones, as he tells the filmmakers here.
Yeah, no, I cared. I mean, I cared, but, you know, I cared because I couldn't help but care. I cared, you know. You know, I was wondering, why am I caring so much, but I cared, you know. I was questioning it to myself. Why am I caring? I'm depressed for the whole week here. I'm sad. Why am I feeling this way? And I didn't really get along. So it bothered me.
About why that was, why
positive? Why? I'm not sure. I don't know. Why? I still wonder if it's a weakness inside. I don't know. What? I'm not sure why. He's a member of the Ramones. I love the Ramones. He's a member of the Ramones. So, I mean, we're all in it together, you know. Even if we didn't get along or whatever, if someone did something to him, I'd be wanting to defend him. If I saw someone throw something at him, I'd want to go get the person. I mean, I cared, you know, because that I took as an insult to the Ramones. So in that way, you know, we're in it together.
I watched End of the Century with my 14-year-old daughter, who was bouncing in her seat to the music and was transfixed by the spectacle of all the hard work and harder emotions that went into the creation of such ferocious, joyous music. Filmed over the course of 10 years, End of the Century documents not just the end, not just the beginning, but the endurance of guys who wanted to change the world and did, even if they never fully believed it.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.